As you came in, hopefully you will have received a couple of things. Firstly, you will have received a pair of scissors. And my health and safety advice to you is treat them with respect. Please, I'm just checking no one's got a tie on. That's good. So no cutting of ties, nothing like that. So use them wisely. But you also received a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, there are some psalms. Apologies, I didn't issue a pre-warning to bring your reading glasses. But there are some have brought them with them. They're on they go. But there are people around here who can read it for you. And these psalms are psalms that have emotions in them. And on your sheets, there are two sorts of sheets, and some of the psalms are repeated. But there are some that are in yellow, that are joyful psalms. There are some that are in red, which are angry psalms. There are some that are sad, bit of feeling blue, which are the blue psalms. And there are some about fear, the green psalms. And as I said earlier, God wants us to bring those emotions to him. So as part of our praise and worship today, I'm going to ask you to choose one of those psalms and to cut it out and come and stick it on the board here as an act of worship. And can I just give permission to choose any colour psalm you'd like? Please don't feel that there is pressure to choose the nice joyful ones. It's church. Life has got to be good. Let's put joyful. If you are feeling some fear in some element today, choose the fearful one, the green one. If there's something you're angry about, and as we'll look at a bit later, anger isn't a wrong thing, choose a red one. If the blue one is because there's something a little sad in your life, please choose one of those. As I said, some of the psalms repeat on the sheet, so that if you're sharing a sheet, you can both choose the same one. But you've got about 2 or 3 minutes to read through the psalms, or find someone with better eyesight than you to read them for you, and then to cut one out, and then to come and put them on there. So I'm going to give you about a minute to have a little talk, and then while you're cutting out and sticking up, we'll play a video in about 1 minute's time. If you have any questions, I'll wander around and you can ask me.
When I'm feeling low, God, you lift me when I'm letting go. You still hold me, Lord, help me to know that your love remains. Whatever I feel, you stay the same.
As we look at those emotions, it's clear that we all come with different emotions. And you know what? That's okay. There's a lot of green. There's some red, there's some orange, a little bit of blue, a little bit of people feeling sad. So let's pray together and let's pray for each of those emotions that we have that God calls, says to us, bring them to me today. So let's pray. Lord, we bring you our emotions, the joy, the anger, the sadness, the fear, whatever emotions we have. And we bring them honestly to you, as the psalmist did too, knowing at the heart of those emotions, we want you to be there. We want you to have an input. Because you care about the journey we are going through. There's nothing beyond you. There's nothing too big for you. There's nothing too sad. There's no anger too great or no fear too all-encompassing, nor no joy, no boundlessness that you do not want to embrace with us and journey with us. Lord, help us in our emotions today, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we look at our emotions, we have to remember, right at the start of when we were created in God's image. It says from Genesis up on the screen. God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. And part of God's image means our emotions. There are some emotions that we have a tendency to think are good emotions. Joy, happiness, contentedness. And some emotions that we tend to think of as not such good emotions. Anger. Sadness. Fear. But in reality, all those emotions are good emotions. They are useful for the life we've been given because we've been created with emotions. God did not create us robots, did he? He didn't create us to tend the garden like Ian's automatic lawnmower that just has a couple of sentences and goes, I must mow, I must mow, I must mow. Oh, I'm tired. I'm going to dock. I must mow. That's not how we were made in the Garden of Eden. We were made to be with God and to be part of that creation. The reality is, though, those good emotions, those healthy emotions, are there to help us in life. They're not there to master us. They're not there to dictate our lives. Let me give you some examples. These are some of the emotions that you may have felt, and you'll see some of them represented on this screen here. Sadness and anger and fear and joy and disgust. And those all have a place in our life. They are all God-given emotions. Joy, for example, is a good one, isn't it? It helps us to feel relaxed, to connect with the people around us. Joy is part of the lovely thing about church, isn't it? We can worship together. We can do action songs together and go, well, that's clever. Oh, a mountain. Oh, there it goes. Bye-bye. That's joy, isn't it? But also, there are other emotions. Disgust is a useful emotion. It's there to, as it says on the screen, to protect us from anything toxic, things that would be dangerous for us. And even perhaps relationships that aren't right. If we didn't know the difference between a nice-tasting food and a, oh, it's slightly off-tasting food, we'd be ill a lot. Disgust is only a problem when it becomes misplaced. Oh, I think that person disgusts me, or this thing disgusts me. That's not healthy emotions. Or we can talk about anger. Anger is not universally a bad thing. I know that because Jesus got angry. When he went to see the money changers in the temple, he was angry. As it says there, he was angry, and it was about making sure that no one oversteps our boundaries. And that anger can be a positive thing. It's when it becomes uncontrolled or when it becomes unjustified, anger becomes a negative thing. What about fear? Fear is not a bad thing. When you're hoping a child will learn about, oh, that was hot and it hurt, I won't do that again. Or, oh, I'm not going to lean out over this wall because it's a long way down and I might fall. Those are good emotions to have. Those who have no fear have struggles in life. They don't tend to live very long, do they? Fear helps us to understand about things that are dangerous. But it can become all-encompassing when we start fearing things we shouldn't fear. And what about sadness? Sadness helps us to slow down and get used to our losses. Sadness is not a bad thing. Those who have lost loved ones, those who are having difficulties, those who things haven't worked out for. Sadness gives us an opportunity to reflect and think and work through. It's when it becomes all-encompassing or when it becomes unhealthily complete, then it's a problem. So as we reflect on our lives, we reflect on actually we are emotional people. And that's a good thing in good context with good control. We're going to come now to a time when we have an opportunity to reflect a little bit on our emotions. To allow God to speak into whatever our emotions are. Not to deny them, but to reflect on them. Not to be ashamed of them, but to ask God to work through them. There are two ways that you can do that in the next 5, 6, 7 minutes. The first one is if you want to stay where you are, there are some questions here about those emotions. And if there's someone you're happy to be, you're confident talking to, you could perhaps talk through these things. What do these emotions feel like in your body? When has one of these emotions done its job really well in your life? Can you think of a time when you've had too much of these emotions? And it has hurt those around you or yourself. Or can you think of a time when someone else has had too much of one of these emotions and they've hurt you? And you might want to sit and talk to someone next to you and choose one of those. If you are a bit more mobile or a bit more interactive, in the four corners of the church, there are four different response stations. Each reflecting a different emotion. This one, for example, is the joy station. And on the tables, there is a sheet with some Bible passage to read and some things to think about. There's also an activity. For example, on this one, you can write down things that, what have I written on the top there? What kind of things make you joyful? Or there are some bubbles if you want to blow some joyful bubbles. Preferably away from all the instruments, please. But joy, blow some bubbles. Equally, there's a station at the back there. There's one over here, and there's one at the far corner there. You can, if you want, go and grab a sheet and go and sit down again. Or you can look at one and move to another, or you can choose one. It's completely up to you. But this is a moment to hear what God's saying to you. To try and reflect, actually, are my emotions in a healthy place? Or do I need God's help to recalibrate those? So you've got about, what time is it? What time do you want lunch? No. Let's give lots of time. You've got to about 10 past. So choose a station to go to or talk to someone next to you. And at 10 past, I'll draw it all together with a prayer. So feel free to move around. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. One of the most repeated phrases, particularly in the Old Testament, is a phrase that is very helpful if our emotions are overcoming us, if our emotions are starting to master us. And it's the phrase, do not be afraid, for I am with you. And we know that very well from Joshua as he enters the promised land. But if you get a chance, have a look through the Old Testament, and you'll find it coming up again and again. And it's not the sort of phraseology like, oh, stop being like that, or stop like that, or grow up, or, you know, do this. There's something key about it. It's not God saying these emotions are wrong. It's saying, actually, I am with you. And that transforms these emotions. If we are sad, God is there with us and helps us through that sadness to reach a better place. If we are fearful, God is there with us, reminding us of his presence, that actually sometimes the fear is not real fear and it evaporates. If we're joyful and we have a joy springing over, God is there with us saying, rejoice, rejoice. That hymn we just sung, as you probably will know, was written by a hymn writer who had lost his family in a shipwreck. And yet at that point, he said, even though life is tough, God is with me. I don't know what this week will bring. I don't know how many of those little emotions you will feel. Will you get angry? As I was talking with someone earlier, you can look at some things in the world news and all those emotions come through. Anger at what people are doing to others. Disgust at the levels people will go to. Joy when they're resolved. Whatever those emotions are, remember to ask God to come in them with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be overly sad. Do not be fearful when God is with you. Let's pray together before we sing our closing song. Lord, we pray for all those who are joyful. And we pray and we want to rejoice with them. We pray for all those who are sad, that through your presence you will bring happiness. We pray for all those who are fearful, that in that fear they will know your presence. Lord, we pray for all those who are angry, that their anger will find resolution and that you'll help them to see it. Lord, we bring our emotions to you. We bring those who are near and dear to us. We bring the world to you and ask that in all things we will see you there and that you'll bring us to a healthy place of emotions. Because of your presence with us. Amen. Amen. And let us close with these words of blessing to you as you go from this place. When you're so full of joy, it feels you might burst. May you be a blessing to those you meet. When you're lost in the shadows and sadness surrounds you, may Jesus draw near as your closest friend. When you're losing your temper or panicked with fear, may God help you to take a deeper breath. And when your emotions are swirling and you don't know what to feel, may the Spirit bring you peace beyond understanding. Amen.